Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now, or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile, and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bobapedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Royals first baseman, the aforementioned Nick Prado. Nick, I greatly appreciate the time this evening. Thanks a lot for calling in. How are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Man, I'm doing great. I wonder, not in the lineup today as the boys just keep winning, a 2-0 win over Oakland, now 15-5. How do you enjoy a day off, a day out of the lineup?
Right now it's the time to do it, for sure. Just getting the at-bats, getting the work. Days like today, you get to maybe work on some things that you normally wouldn't on the day of a game. So I think days like today are essential in the spring and just kind of tightening it up when it's time to go compete.
Nick, I was talking about the World Baseball Classic and representing your country earlier, and you and I were having a discussion because you've done it multiple times, really all around the world. And, man, it made me think after our convo was done, man, you've been, a star in Little League World Series, representing the country multiple times, a first-round pick, a top prospect. It's just... people have known the name for a very long time. I wonder what that attention is like.
It becomes normal. I really don't see a lot of it, to be honest. People obviously come out and watch me play, and I'm very grateful for it. But to me, it's about the job, it's about the work, it's about playing baseball, and I don't really recognize a lot of the other stuff.
Interesting to hear that, especially when, your career and your age kind of aligns with the proliferation of social media. What was the attention? Was social media, was it ever too much? I know you're away from all that now, but how did you avoid the pitfalls that it can lay before you?
Growing up, I kind of could see that, as social media is a tool and it's a great way to engage with fans, but in some ways there's a lot of things that come with it, a lot of added stress that doesn't need to be there. And personally, I look on a lot of my accounts and everything, but I try to keep it minimal because to me it's a lot of stuff that's thrown in your face that doesn't need to be added to everyday life.
When did you realize that handling the mental aspect of the game is just as important as handling the physical aspect? Because again, you've had cameras around you for quite a while in your baseball career.
Yeah, I think it's, they're equally as important. You know, I think that's something that obviously been my advice to people coming into kind of the big leagues and kind of seeing the limelight. It's important to kind of know what you're walking into, and it's essential to know how to handle it, but also how to put it aside and you know, keep the work the main thing.
So when you walk into the big league clubhouse last season, I wondered when or if you had a chance to exhale during the course of that 22 season.
I had plenty of chances. I think I didn't let myself do that as much as I should have. You know, I didn't stop and look around and appreciate where I was at as much as I would have liked. But this off season, that's the great thing about the off season. It gives you perspective, and you kind of get to hit the reset button and recharge your batteries and kind of aim where you want to go.
Yeah, expand on that. Was it a different energy this off season? Were you more driven, more focused, or angry, more appreciative?
Sure.
Go ahead.
I mean, that's just not the performance that I'm used to putting out on the field. And to me, that's not the type of game I like to play. Once I kind of let everything settle, it was exciting to kind of be back in a spot where I can create something again and just really come out and just put it all out there.
So what's the lesson? Is it a baseball lesson? Is it a life lesson that you take from 2022?
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I think they go hand in hand. I think baseball gives you a lot of tools to handle the everyday stresses of life and to handle the things that come with just aging and having things come your way.
Who's in your corner? Obviously, you have family. How much of the teammates, how much has the coaching staff, the new coaching staff, helped with any of this realization this offseason or going on still?
They've always been in my corner. It's something. It's an ongoing process. Having conversations with the new staff has been refreshing. You know, it's nice to have guys like Zoom and Keone around every day and working with them. But yeah, I mean, a lot of it was exploration on my own as well. Like I needed to go out and kind of not find things out for myself, because you never find it. You know, it's just learning and repeating and evolving.
Yeah, just the experience, and you know, if you're not learning, you're not growing. You're not maturing. In the moment, what would you tell yourself when you're going through all this? Or is it something that you kind of look back and go, I'll probably be better for it?
I definitely think I'll be better for it. I 100% feel that. And, you know, I would have just given myself the space to just really put what I was feeling and what I was doing physically in perspective. I think there was just a lot that I wasn't filtering very well. I really wanted to go compete. I really wanted to go help that team win. And, you know, obviously I didn't perform the way I would have liked. At times I did, but not the full kind of what I'm used to. But, you know, I think giving myself the space to really make better decisions as far as like what my work is like, and kind of just really streamlining the process.
Yeah. Nick Prado, Royals first baseman, joining us here on 610 Sports Radio. Man, does draft night feel like it's longer than 6 years ago, or does it feel not that far in the past?
Yes and no. It definitely feels like it's pretty far back there, but you know, when you reflect on it, it almost feels like yesterday with the memories, family, friends, and all that. So I'd say both.
How would you describe that journey from, I mean, I can't imagine high school to you're a professional baseball player, to where you're at now. How would you describe you're a professional baseball player to, I mean, you're now here in the big league camp, and I was just going on and on about how I want to see you on that opening day roster.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a change. And, you know, if in the moment it feels like it took forever, but at the same time, in the grand scheme of things, it's such a small window. And, you know, I'm just glad I got the opportunity and worked really hard, and I really want to make the most of this.
Yeah, what kind of statement do you think you've made so far this spring?
I think I've done what I needed to do. I think there's still improvement for sure. I really like where my process is at. So, results to the side, I think I'm doing everything that I need to do.
And you're giving yourself the. See, that's something that I also have a difficult time grasping, how you guys balance the give yourself grace, right? But then also, you got to go out there and fight for your life and try and make a ball club. How do you balance those two things?
It's a tightrope act.
Yeah.
You know, the inner competitor in you, it's very loud at times. And, you know, it's knowing when it's time to compete and when it's time to recharge and get ready for the next day. That's the key. And I think the best are the ones that really put the best out there.
From the guys that you share a clubhouse with, who do you like picking the brain of? Who has a trait that you you know, do your best to not copy, but take from their game and try to add it to yours?
I have a couple answers. It's been really fun kind of picking Greinke's brain, just having those conversations with him. I mean, he's a treat, but it's always informative, and he has a very, very good perspective on his journey through the game. So I think it's pretty cool. This is my first time seeing or being around Matt Duffy. I think he's had a lot of really good influence on myself and all the other guys around him. I think he's really smart. So that's really cool to see. Obviously Sal, the way he goes out there and that guy gets in the box and never lets that bat go by. So that's fun to watch.
Yeah, those are 400 level classes. You're 100% right, man. I didn't know Matt Duffy. All I knew is he was a champion from the Giants. Getting to know him this spring certainly has been a treat. And you're getting a master's degree from Greinke. The stories of Zach Greinke, of course, everyone knows him. They even precede him before his return to Kansas City. Does a piece of advice or a little nugget from the future Hall of Famer still resonate in your mind? Does one stand out?
Not necessarily. I just love how candid he is with the things he says, and you're getting very genuine answers out of him. So I think it's just like the body of the conversations.
Yeah, that seems to be the answer from most guys in that clubhouse, is you know it's coming from a good place and you know it's 100% honest. So even if it stings a little bit, you're going to become a better ball player and likely a better person because of it.
Yeah, and I love that. I think that's awesome.
No question. Nick Prado, you've been awesome, man. I appreciate your time tonight, and I'll see you in the clubhouse tomorrow, and hopefully we're seeing you 2 weeks from today at Kauffman Stadium.
Thank you. I appreciate it. See you tomorrow.
All right, brother. There you go. Nick Prado joining us, Royals first baseman here on 610 Sports Radio.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. RealFacts 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And RealFacts 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!